Are you okay over there? I thought you were playing the guitar. What are you doing?
Scratching my belly.
I thought Alex was doing a little air guitar solo over there. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Good morning. I hope you're having an awesome day. Now, listen, I'm not trying to bring the room down, but I just want people to know this show is like therapy to me, the Joe and Alex Show. And if you listen and you hear things, it's better than therapy. Listen, I think you
What is this challenge we're about to do? We have to sit and listen to your sad sob stories or what?
These, first of all, are not sad sob stories. I think they're stories that we all go through and keep them in. Because I think this, Alex, you come off really tough and like you're really like aggressive and abrasive.
No, I am an extremely insecure person. I think everybody hates me, which they do, so that doesn't help.
But you come off like, like whatever, bring it. But
it depends on who it is. If I really despise you, I'm like that. If I actually like you and value your soul, then I'll be nicer and I'll like walk around confrontation.
So with me then, I'm assuming you don't value my soul. Is that correct? Okay, good answer. No, this is something I tried with my therapist the other day because she wanted me to for about the past 2 months. She's like, Joe, I want you to try something because I have issues with my mom and my dad who passed away like 10 years
ago.
Alex, please, because I think anybody listening right now,
okay,
it may not be your mom or dad. It doesn't have to be somebody that's dead. They could be alive. Anything. It could be
half dead.
It could be even your coworker, your boss. I think if you do this technique that I tried, I think it'll help you.
Let's try it.
All right, it's called the empty chair technique. And the idea, Alex, is to sit in a chair. And obviously, if there's another chair in your area, then I guess you can just imagine it. But maybe you're on your couch and you look as if the person's sitting next to you. Like, mm-hmm. I'm looking at Alex right now. And you talk to that person that you have an issue with or that you need to resolve things with. For this exercise, I could not for 2 months write a letter to my mom telling her how I felt. Like things that I was angry about, things that I wish would have happened, regrets, different things like that.
She would have gotten rid of all those birds.
That could be one thing. And I don't want to dog my mom out, so I'm going to reveal a bit of this. But, Alex, it was so weird at first. And I was like, this is stupid. Because my mom's not there. It's just an empty chair. And there's another person in the room looking at me mm-hmm. when you're doing this whole exercise called the empty chair technique. But as I went on and I finally started opening up, I kind of just got into the zone. And I could envision my mom being there.
The floodgates were opened.
Alex, I was snotting up. I was crying out of my eyes. Like, my eyes started to burn. I was crying so much.
And so depressing.
I know, but I didn't even realize how many things, and I feel so guilty. You can't feel guilty. You just have to say it. Things that I was mad at my mom for. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm not, but it's how I felt. And it goes all the way back. This is like the bottom line we summed up. I know my mom provided for me. We definitely were at least middle class, even though like my mom struggled and worked overtime all the time and my dad was around, but I, for whatever reason, still feel like my mom loved everybody else but never cared about me. That goes back to my brother when she would do everything for him when he had his addiction and stole money from her and stole her medicine and her painkillers, to taking care of all these piece of crap guys. I'm like, what about me? Or my mom working all the time, maybe taking care of her patients. And some of that's real. Some of that's just how I feel. But I got so much deeper than that. And once again, I haven't even told my mom this stuff yet, so I feel a little awkward on the air, but I also want to share it because I'm hoping somebody else will try it. You can Google it. It's called the empty chair technique, but it's something that will help you get those things out because, God, my mom's been on my mind so much. I haven't talked to my mom in about a month and a half, 2 months. I had a dream that she died the other night, and that's
God.
We have dreams, Alex.
So sad.
But that's what I'm saying. Don't look at it that way. Don't look at it as like a sad negative thing. I think this is a growing positive thing to feel better because right now I need to call my mom. I've been composing my thoughts, but...
Oh, we're not doing that on the air, are we?
Actually, yes, we are.
No, we are not.
No, I'm kidding. No, we're not calling
her
right now.
Here I thought the empty chair technique was going to be some elaborate psychological lap dance.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like a squat. Squatting.
Girls, we're gonna work on those glutes. Let's do the empty chair in one, in two, in three, in four. Get that booty to the floor. It's the empty chair technique. The empty chair technique.
Rock hard.
Ooh yeah, smack that booty. So do you? You don't have to say who, but be real.
Yeah.
Do you have anybody you think that would apply for you that you could try the empty chair technique?
I mean, I feel like I have like a laundry list.
God, I have one big one. Selena Gomez. Where has the album been? Where?
Yeah, that's a good point.
We're like 2 years late. You gave us two singles, teased us, and then never dropped the album.
All right.
We're waiting.
Well, if you're going to apply to artists, then listen. Eminem, hey, it's Joe. Listen, dude, I support
no,
you
Stan.
All the time.
Where's the
oh,
letter
oh, sorry,
writing?
Sorry. Hey. Eminem, it's Joe. You know, DJ Papa Pesh from when I used to be a DJ back in the day. What happened, man? My name is Slim Shady was the bomb. But this latest stuff, I'm just not feeling it. Hey, man, I know a lot of people like the president and a lot of people don't, but I don't want you to be political. I want you to talk about two trailer park girls going around the outside.
That's right.
Around the outside.
Amen.
I want you to tell people that, you know, you're spitting in my onion ring. That's what I want to know about.
Go off, sis.
Okay. I feel better now. Does everybody feel good?
Everyone feels
great.
Yeah,
I still want to know which Spice Girl Eminem wants to impregnate, though. He never answered that.
He never did.